Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 89 for Tuesday, October 6th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Tuesday morning, holding on to Monday's gains and enjoying strength in U.S. soybeans. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $3 higher, with the November contract coming in at $475.90 per ton. Commercial buying is showing some signs of picking up. The signing of the Trans-Pacific Partnership is expected to increase demand for Canadian canola, which was supportive. However, U.S. soy oil was mixed to start the day, which stalled canola's upward movement on the charts. Farmers have been unloading supplies at a rapid pace, which limited the gains. So far, yields have been better than expected. Wet, windy weather has delayed what's left of the harvest across some parts of the Canadian prairies. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 8 cents stronger, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.91 a bushel. Soybeans corrected higher after suffering slight losses to start the day. The USDA raised the outlook for this year's crop, which initially drove prices down. However, traders have begun to buy back the losses because they know that soybeans will likely be tough to find once harvest is over, and that some farmers will hang on to supplies until the new taxable year, when the market has better knowledge of what the weather in South America will be like in 2016. Corn was 3 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.96 per bushel. Corn took some strength from gains made in wheat. As well, the USDA says just 27% of the U.S. corn crop has been harvested, which is slower than usual. The harvest is expected to speed up, though, once farmers have taken off the soybean crop. There are ideas the corn market is overbought. U.S. wheat was 6 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $5.22 per bushel. Farmers in the U.S. Southern Plains are making solid progress with planting this year's winter wheat crop. According to the USDA, 49% of the crop has been put in the ground. About 20% has already emerged. Dry weather conditions continue in Australia and parts of the Black Sea region, which help to underpin the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, October 6th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.